radio station and on the. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W22ACP Eau Claire.
CBS News and
streaming everywhere on the Civic
presented
Media
by
app.
Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keys. Humanitarian aid rolling into the Gaza Strip this morning in the wake of those Hamas terror attacks on Israel. The U.S. State Department says it welcomes the delivery, coming with help from Israel, Egypt, and the United Nations. The BBC's Paul Adams with more.
20 trucks, just 20 trucks. For 2 weeks, the Gaza Strip has been under an unbelievably strict siege. No water, no food, no fuel. And the situation with half the population on the move has become increasingly desperate.
This comes less than a day after two Americans became the first hostages to be released by Hamas, but more than 200 are still being held. More from CBS's Christina Perfini.
The nation of Qatar, which hosts a Hamas political office, helped facilitate the negotiations. The women were then handed over to the International Red Cross Red Crescent, which took them from inside Gaza to the Israeli border, where they were greeted by an IDF general.
This is a small joy in our family, but hopefully for all the other hostages and all the other families, just keep praying and hopefully good news will come.
Back in the nation's capital, there is chaos on Capitol Hill over the Republican battle to become the next Speaker of the House. Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan has lost his bid for the job. CBS's Scott McFarlane explains.
For Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, his race to be Speaker, second in line to the presidency, was like quicksand.
Speaker has not been elected.
The harder he fought, the deeper he sunk. Bleeding support, Jordan was forced to leave the race, ending a fight that included anonymous threats against Republicans who had voted against him on the House floor. At least three members acknowledged they received threats.
Another SpaceX launch today. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Way early in the morning.
3, 2, 1, ignition. And liftoff of Falcon 9, go SpaceX.
Go SpaceX indeed, as it completed the Falcon 9 launch of 21 Starlink satellites to low Earth orbit from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. The booster will land on the Of Course I Still Love You drone ship, which is stationed in the Pacific. And yes, that is the name of the vessel.
Fans of snow may be disappointed as forecasters say this winter is likely to be light on the white stuff and there won't be that many extreme cold outbreaks either. The north is expected to be warmer than normal and there will be more wet and stormy weather in the south. The winter outlook includes a prediction for warm weather from Tennessee to Missouri as well as nearly all of California. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.